Father, we thank you, we bless you, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor for this opportunity that you have given unto us to come into your house once more again. It is a privilege to come into your house. It is a privilege to gather in the mighty name of Jesus, to lift up the name that is above every other name. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness that have kept us throughout the night, O God, that no harm visited us, O God. Your angels watched over us, O God. And we are just returning to say thank you this day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of health. Thank you for the shelter, for provision. Thank you, O God, for our children, for our families, in the mighty name of Jesus, for every member of this assembly, wherever they are, and even those that are connecting by faith, O Jehovah. We give you the sacrifice of thanksgiving as we approach your throne of grace this morning. We give you the sacrifice of thanksgiving. We thank you. With the fruits of our lips, we bless your holy name. We honor you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we gather in this assembly in your holy name. And we welcome your presence. We welcome your will. We welcome your Holy Spirit to come and guide us in everything that we are going to do today, that the name of our Lord will be magnified in the name of Jesus. Broken we come that you may build us. We come in our weakness that you may strengthen us. We come in our sins that you may cleanse us. In the mighty name of Jesus, purge us away from anything, O God, that may block us to worship you right. We purify our mind, our hearts with the blood of Jesus. We purify our hands with the blood of Jesus. We sanctify everything before you, Lord, with the blood of the Lamb. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we welcome you, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of truth, you may come and guide our heart, O God. We welcome your presence. We welcome the kingdom of our God, the kingdom of the Almighty God to reign in our midst, that this day the Lord has made, that thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy purposes be accomplished in the mighty name of Jesus. Not our will, but your will be done in our family, in this church, in this service. May the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be done in our lives, in our nation, in our city. We welcome the will of our Father be done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because we know our lives is in your hand, O God. You know our coming in and our going out, and we submit everything in your able hand, O Jehovah Adonai, that this day we pray that you may your presence go ahead of us, your kingdom go ahead of us, your angels go ahead of us, in the mighty name of Jesus, that open the heavens above us, O God. Breathe on us, empower us, and fill us afresh, in the mighty name of Jesus. May the weak among us become strong. May the least among us become a city, in the mighty name of Jesus. May you continue to expand our territory, O God, that wherever we go, we shall carry the light of Christ, in the name of Jesus, that many will come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ through us, O God. May you use us in a mighty way, O God, as we approach your throne of grace. May you use us today, O God, as we worship you, as we praise you, O God. We humble ourselves as vessels in your able hand. Impact our will, impact our understanding in the mighty name of Jesus, that our lives will never be the same, that this time that we have set apart to come to honor you, it will never be in vain, that it will be a life-changing moment in our life, in our hearts, in our family, in our relationships, Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We honor you. We give you glory. We give you blessing, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Just to worship him, adore him, lift him. Hallelujah. This is the time. Whisper words to him in the name of Jesus. Wherever you have, bless him, honor him. Hallelujah. Thank him for the gift of life. Thank him for your family, for your nation, for the leaders around you. for your pastors. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice wherever you are. Just give him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thank him. Hallelujah. Worship him. Bless him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory, glory and praise and honor and howie to our God, to our King. We worship you, our Father. We worship you, our King. We worship you, O Lord. In this assembly, we exalt the name of Jesus. We exalt the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name. We bless you, mighty Father. We worship you, mighty God. May you give us this day our daily bread. Meet each and every one of us at the point of our needs, O God. Because when we gather, O God, each one of us has a need. And Lord, we humble ourselves that today, this day that the Lord has made, may you give us our daily bread. May you send forth your word, and it will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that which you purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus, send forth your word and heal us of our infirmities. In the mighty name of Jesus, that the sick will be healed, the weak will be strengthened. In the name of Jesus, that we will receive empowerment from above. In the mighty name of Jesus, forgive us of our trespasses, Father, even as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory, and thy honor forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Today I'm going to continue my teaching. Hallelujah. And we have been going through our discipleship manual. Amen. And I felt the need of, just as the founder of this ministry, to lay the foundation down, praise the Lord, on what we believe in, what we are founded in, hallelujah, in terms of doctrine, praise the Lord. And we started the teaching about salvation. Amen. Salvation. Are you born again? Hallelujah. This is one of the questions that if you meet somebody who has been in the church for 10 years or 20 years or 15 years, or you meet with men of God and you ask them, are you born again? Their reaction is always not good. Hallelujah. Some people are feeling mad, like, why are you asking me that? You know, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why are you asking me if I'm born again? Are you looking down on me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But especially when you meet somebody new, or you are doing a door-to-door evangelism, praise the Lord, somebody going to church is not enough. Hallelujah. Like most of the time, if you meet somebody and you ask them, are you born again? They will tell you, I go to church. Hallelujah. But that doesn't answer the question. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you ask them, are you born again? And water baptized? Hallelujah. That doesn't answer the question. Hallelujah. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Have you acknowledged Jesus to be the Lord and the Savior of your life? Is your life surrendered to him? Have you made a public confession of your followership of Christ? Do you believe in his death? Do you believe in his resurrection? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So it is very important, because there's a lot of things that I've, you know, some people believe being born again is the time they were baptized as children. Hallelujah. They were dedicated as children. They believe that is salvation to them. So there are so many things going around. Hallelujah. So it is very important to lay the foundation of where we are founded as a church. Amen. And another foundation we are also founded in, we are founded in the foundational water baptism. Hallelujah. And in this church, we baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we have read before, the story of Nicodemus, who came to Jesus in the pew of the night. Nicodemus was the teacher of the law. And he came to ask Jesus that, how can I enter the kingdom of God? And Jesus told him that unless a man is born of water and of the spirit, he cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus say, how can a man be born again? Hallelujah. I am a old guy. How can I go back to my mother's home to be born again? Praise the Lord. And Jesus was like, are you not understanding this thing too? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So Jesus had to teach him that there is need of the spiritual renewal. You see, to be born of the water and of the spirit, the purpose of it is the regeneration. The regeneration of the old man, to have a new birth within your spirit. Praise the Lord. So that new birth is what will draw you towards God, will draw you towards a life that can please God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That new birth is what will make you be sensitive to what is not pleasing God. Hallelujah. Do you know, when you are not born again, that's why sometimes if somebody is not born again, they become insensitive to sin. They can sin and they don't care. Hallelujah. They can lie, they don't care. Praise the Lord. They can just do whatever they want, until sometimes you look at them and like, they say, hallelujah. But when you're born again, you don't have the privilege. Hallelujah. Because there's a conviction. There's, you know, when you're about to do something wrong, you feel the spirit is there convicting you. Hallelujah. Telling you're not doing the right thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Telling you're not doing the right thing. Even me, sometimes, even if I go to buy clothes for myself, if it is not something that will glorify God, there's conviction. There's conviction. If I'm about to tell somebody something and it is not something good, there's conviction in my spirit. Hallelujah. Because there's a regeneration. There is a new birth within me. There's a new man in me that is now sensitive to the demands of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's why we have to be alive. You see, the Bible says that Jesus is coming for a church that is alive. Hallelujah. So when you are alive in him, it means you are sensitive to the voice of God, not the voice of man, not the voice of the culture. Praise the Lord. But to the voice of God. Hallelujah. So that's why we need to be born again, and born of the water and of the spirit. Hallelujah. And last time we talked about the water. Why salvation, water is very important as part of our salvation. And the mystery, if we want to see clearly the mystery, is when we go back to Calvary, where Jesus was crucified. The Bible says when one of the soldiers came and pierced his side, the blood came out. And not only the blood, the water came out. The water came out, because water was needed for the salvation of man. So the death of Christ on cross had to draw water. Had to draw water. Glory be to God. Not only the blood, but the water came out. So scientifically, some people say that for that to happen, it means the heart of Jesus bursted while he was on the cross. The pain bursted his heart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the agony that Jesus went to produce that life from him. Praise the Lord. Because normally if you cut yourself, only blood will come out. Hello? But the Bible says both blood and the water came out of him, because these two were needed for the salvation of man. The blood is needed for the forgiveness of sin, and the water is needed for the regeneration, for the washing, for the cleansing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the water here is also symbolic of the word of God. Hallelujah. The word of God. Jesus said that these words I speak to you, hallelujah, have washed you, I've cleansed you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So sometimes we get cleansed, we get renewed by the word of God. Glory be to God. You know, even somebody who is in drug addiction, for example, hallelujah, if they come to church and they give their life to Christ, or they just sit down to hear the word of God, it's just a matter of time they will realize the addiction is gone. Because the word has power to cleanse, to transform, to renew. That when you sit under the word, David, when you sit under the word, hallelujah, for a while, hallelujah, you realize the struggle is gone. You realize you have been set free. Praise the Lord. The day you got set free, you don't know. Hallelujah. You realize you have been healed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there is something that the word does in our system. As we hear the word of God, as we allow the word of God enter into our spirit, there is something that the word of God will be doing to our nature in the mighty name of Jesus, and we shall never be the same again in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. I want us to read a scripture here from the book of John chapter 14, verse 26. John chapter 14. John. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 14. Verse 26. I will read it. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Amen. So apart from the water, the blood, we have the Spirit of God. Amen. And the Spirit of God is the Helper that the Lord promised that he will come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you know, when it comes to the Spirit of God, there's a lot of contention in this area. Hallelujah. There's a lot of contention in this area. How is the Spirit of God supposed to work in our lives? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you need the Spirit of God as a believer, because it's part of your salvation journey. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is part of your salvation journey. And we are going to see how the Spirit of God is part of our salvation journey. First, he is our helper. Amen. First, he is also the distributor of grace. We are drawn to the Father by the conviction of the Spirit. Amen. As the scripture said, that no one can come to the Father unless the Father draws him or draws her. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So for you even to come to God, you have to have a drawing. Yes, you can listen to the word of God, and the Spirit of God will move through the word to convict you in your heart of your need of God, of your need of repentance. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is the one that always knock at the door. Hallelujah. He always knock at the door telling you it's time to make changes. It's time to surrender your life to God. Hallelujah. And when you open the door, he comes to abide in your heart. Glory be to God. He comes to live in you. Glory be to God. And when he comes to you, to your life, he comes to empower you to do the will of God. Hallelujah. He comes to empower you to live for God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In a sinful world we live in today, Hallelujah. In a sinful world we live in today, you can't make it on your own. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can't make it. You need the Spirit of God to help you even pray for strength. As the scripture says, we do not know how to pray, but the Spirit of God help us in our weakness. Praise the, as men in our weakness, even that time you don't feel like praying, hallelujah, but it's the time when you surrender to the person of the Holy Spirit. He will help you to intercede according to the will of the Father in heaven. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Do you know the Spirit of God is the one that knows the mind of God? He knows the mind of God concerning us. He knows the mind of God concerning our journey. He knows the mind of God concerning our ministry, concerning our nation, concerning our churches. Hallelujah. And when we surrender, when we submit to the person of the Holy Spirit, is able to draw us to the mind of God so that we pray according to the will of God. Praise the Lord. I listened to my former late apostle who started his foundation ministry in Kenya. He used to say before God sent him for a missionary in Kenya, when they could gather in the church to pray, the Spirit of the Lord could lead him to pray. And he was just praying in the Spirit, he was praying in the tongues, he was praying in the Spirit. Little did he know that the Lord was preparing him for a 30 years mission, 40 years mission in Africa. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That was the time the Lord was preparing him. Hallelujah. That's why we have to yield to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. If the Spirit of God leads you to pray, to prophesy, to speak in tongues, hallelujah, don't hinder him. Do it, because you never know, because the Spirit of God is accurate. Hallelujah. He knows everything. He knows your future. He knows the dangers around you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So when you receive prompting to pray, even in the Spirit, hallelujah, don't say, oh, I can't do it because it's not our church doctrine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I can't do it because some people will look down on me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Practice praying in the Spirit and being led by the Spirit. Glory be to God. Because the Spirit knows the mind of God. Only the Spirit, the Bible says, the Spirit can even search the heart of the Father. Glory be to God. You see, there are mysteries that Paul spoke about, hallelujah, that even the Spirit took him to heaven. The man that the Bible says was caught up in the third heaven. Do we know about that story in the Bible? You have heard the man was caught up in the third heaven. Can you imagine if you just appear in heaven and everybody is looking like, where are you coming from? How was this guy? And the Bible says he had secrets that he couldn't tell anyone. You see, the Spirit can take you to a place where nobody knows about. The Spirit can show you things that are yet to come. The Spirit can show you innovations. Hallelujah. The Spirit can show you skills, not just things to do with the Bible. There are many things. The Spirit can show you where to invest that no one has ever invested. The Spirit can show you the business to start that no one had ever started. That when you go to start that, people will be like, oh, what is that? Hallelujah. What are you trying to do? Praise the Lord. But you have seen it. It is tangible. Praise the Lord. You see, the mysteries of God, like in the Bible with the building of the ark. The Bible said there were young men whom the Spirit was with them. They were artisans. Hallelujah. They could draw that thing with the inspiration from heaven. The pattern, the little details. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So the Spirit is able to inspire us that even our worship, our praises, our businesses, our drawings, glory be to God, our books will have inspiration of the heart of the Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. That's why we need the Spirit to empower our worship, our songs, our preaching will have the inspiration of the Father from above. Hallelujah. And when the Spirit shows you the secret of the Father in his heart, what the Father is thinking about you. Do you know it will make the Father do it? Glory be to God. It will make the Father do it. Even the same way when we hear the story of Paul on the street called Straight, where he was struck blind, and he went to a 3-day fasting, and he saw in heaven God sending a man by name Ananias to come and pray for him. Glory be to God. And because God saw the mind, Paul saw the mind of God by the help of the Spirit before even God sent Ananias. Hallelujah. Hello. Because for God to do something, he has to conceive it first in his mind. Are we together? Hello? You know, even us as human beings, God has given us power to create. Amen? We create by conceiving things in our mind. Hallelujah. Just like when you want to build a building, they have to draw the infrastructure. They have to draw the design. That design is in their mind. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Before even the building stands, they know where the toilet will be. They know where the basement. Hallelujah. They know where the basement will be positioned. They know how many meters the house will be. Glory be to God. It is in their mind. Then they draw it down. Then they start building it. Glory be to God. So it was in the mind of God to send somebody. Do you know, just because something is in the mind of somebody does not mean that it can be done. Hello? Do you know how many people have great things in their mind and nobody knows about them? Hallelujah. Just because something is in your mind doesn't mean that it can be brought to a place where people can touch it, where people can identify with it. Glory be to God. So it's the same way. God is spirit. And when we worship him in spirit and in truth, the spirit can bring us to a place where we can tap into the mind of God and call the mind of God concerning our destiny to come to pass. And there God will auction men. God will look for people in authority. God will bring people in our life that will be able to steer us ahead. God will bring the talents, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. The same way God brought Ananias, hallelujah. He appeared in Ananias in a vision that there's a place I want to send you. And Ananias was very stagnant. Lord, I know of this man, he's the persecutor of Christians. I can't go. And God said, no. Is a chosen vessel unto me. Hallelujah. I ordained him from the foundation of the earth that he will accomplish my purpose. And Ananias had to go where Paul is. And he prayed for Paul, and his life changed forever because the Spirit help him. The Spirit help him. Glory be to God. A time come where men may oppose you. Systems may oppose you. People around you may oppose you until you tap into the mind of God. Glory be to God. Do you know, it was not easy for the church to receive the ministry of Paul. It was not easy. Hallelujah. Because they knew that this guy first, he was a troublemaker. Hallelujah. He was making life hard for Christians. Who's going to believe that man even if he start preaching today? Who's going to believe it? Hallelujah. Second, hallelujah, the apostleship was completed. You remember they had to vote to fill the gap for Judas who died? Hallelujah. So they became 12. So according to the 12 apostles that work with Jesus, the number was complete. Praise the Lord. So they didn't need a 13th apostle at that time. Hallelujah. But by God's grace, God had to create room for Paul. Hallelujah. So that the apostleship of Paul be made known, be embraced, be graced in the church. And it all happened by the help of the Holy Spirit.
Glory be to God. By the help of the Holy Spirit, when we submit to the leadership of the Spirit, is able to take us to the deeper waters, is able to reveal to us things that will happen in our life 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now. Glory be to God. The Spirit of God will begin to reveal to you so that you start preparing now. Glory be to God. There are things in my life as I was growing from youth. There are times I could see visions of myself preaching. I could see myself wearing a bishop gown. I could see myself in crusades. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Spirit was revealing those things. It was revealing the mind of God so that you prepare. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when you see yourself climbing the altar or preaching the word of God, you may think that God wants you to do it tomorrow. No. Hallelujah. He wants to prepare you. He wants your mind to start thinking of where he's taking you. Glory be to God. So that you start taking measures of preparation. You start knowing what to do and when to do it in the name of Jesus, because you have seen where you are going. Glory be to God. So your journey has to be a journey of focus in the name of Jesus Christ. Because when the road is clear, when you know very well of your end destination, you won't joke around with your life. Praise the Lord. You won't joke around with your life. When you know what God has prepared for you, when you know the kind of destiny that he has for you, you will be careful how you live. Praise the Lord. You will be careful. Because we are of what decisions we have made. If we made bad decisions, we will lead to bad life. Praise the Lord. Amen. But if we know that God has a great destiny concerning our life, concerning our future, if we have seen the roadmap, if we have seen the pavement, if we have seen the red carpet that God has laid ahead of us, hallelujah, we will be careful to start early. We will be careful to start serving God early and to surrender our life to the purposes of God. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. You see, we live in our generation today that they want to hit the field. Hallelujah. Without knowing that there is seasons in life. There is seasons in life. Before you see the field, that field was once a seed. Praise the Lord. That had to be planted on the ground. Glory be to God. There are times where God has to plant your life on the ground. Are we together? And when God plants your life on the ground, that is what we call the wilderness experience. The wilderness. You know, when you are on the ground, I don't know if you guys are familiar, if you have ever planted things using seed. When you bury, do you see it? Do you see, if somebody was to pass around there, can he know that something is buried there? They can know. But the seed is there. Hallelujah. It is there. Something is going on. As long as you keep watering, hallelujah, you keep watering it, something will be going around, hallelujah. Then soon they will start seeing some sprout. They sing, oh, something is rising out of here, hallelujah. Something, but we don't know whether it will survive. Praise the Lord. So God begin to make you be seen. The light you have will spring forth. Hallelujah. And as the seed keep growing, it will produce buds. It will produce flowers. So there are times where God will make your life attractive. Just because you are attractive does not mean you have bear fruits yet. Hello? And many destroy their future and their destiny on the season where they become attractive. Praise the Lord. On the season where your gift becomes a demand. Hello? where now if you are a gospel singer, hallelujah, you know, you are being called everywhere, praise the Lord, because you produce one hit song and the church is singing it everywhere, hallelujah, and there are phone calls coming, come to our church to sing, come here, hallelujah, we are willing to organize for this crusade, we are willing to do this, your life is appealing. You are in that stage, and if you are not careful in that state to endure in that stage until your life become a feud. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your life become a feud. A feud that people can eat and chew. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It means they can look at you and there is something that they can gain that can also produce life to them. There is an example they can formulate. Hallelujah. There is a pattern they can follow. Praise the Lord. That's why Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruits. Because they, for you to become a fruit, you have gone through a process. Hallelujah. You have gone through a process. Glory be to God. You have gone through pain. Hallelujah. You have the pride in you has been crushed. Hallelujah. You have reached to a place where you can't look unto men to help you. You can only look unto God. Hallelujah. And as you endure in the process, people will begin to see what God is doing in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, your life will become a book that others can read and say, hey, I want to know the journey of this person. Glory be to God. I want to know what did he do to God to arrive where he is today. Glory be to God. That's why do not despise the days of humble beginning. Glory be to God. Because all those are footsteps that will lead to the place where God wanted to be. And within those footsteps, others will build their faith in it. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to God. Others will build their faith on how you walked with God. How you walked with God when you are jobless. How you walked with God when you are a single man, a single woman. How you walked with God when you are married. How you walked with God, hallelujah, when you started your ministry, praise the Lord. How you, that journey will become a journey of faith in the mighty name of Jesus that will inspire many people to come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So we need the Spirit of God. And when it comes to the Spirit of God, the Bible says that ask, whoever ask. Hallelujah. The Bible says, if a son asks the father of fish, the father will not give him serpent. How much more will the father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So the question is, ask. So if you are too arrogant, you're too proudful, you won't ask. Hallelujah. You won't ask. And God is saying, ask. Glory be to God. Why when it comes to the Spirit, the Bible say ask? Glory be to God. Because you have to ask with the right motive. Why do you need the Spirit of God? Hallelujah. There was a man that was asking for the Spirit in the Bible. Was he called Simon the Sorcerer? He was asking for wrong motive because he wanted to lay hands on people and see people falling under power and all that. So to him, it was all about power. It was all about control. You see, sometimes people ask for the things of God so that they go out and misuse it, so that they go out and manipulate minds of people, so that they go out and take advantage of the weak. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've seen people with the gift of prophecy. They enter into a church. One day, I attended in Nairobi. I attended a service, a church service, and they had invited a prophet from outside. And the prophet brought a word to somebody, and he said, I brought a word to a certain lady in the church, and he said, right now, as I am standing in the pulpit right now, I am seeing your husband going out with another lady. Hello? Praise the Lord. and I'm seeing them arriving in the hotel. Okay? And you need to do something. You need to lay a sacrifice on the ground at the altar for God to break that. For God to deliver your husband and bring your husband at home. And they gave the exact seed that that woman was supposed to give. Praise the Lord. And it happened that lady didn't have the money. Didn't have the money. Praise the Lord. So I went back to that service the next day. Okay? Praise the Lord. I went back. Do you know, at that time we had the zeal of God, where you hear things about revival, you hear the fire of the Holy Spirit. You know, you want to be in that atmosphere. Praise the Lord. Actually, that was not my home church. And it happened that they used to have their services at the downtown Nairobi. Okay? So, and it was near where I was going to the school in university. So after I come out of school in the night, I could go through that church, have their services, then go back home. But it wasn't my home church. Hallelujah. But I like those revival activities and all. They used to have this activity. So the next day I went back and the lady came back with, I think it was half the money he was told to give. And when he came back, and they say, prophet of the Lord, this is what I could gather. And the prophet say, no, I can't pray for you. It has to be the exact amount, even if you have to go and borrow it. I was troubled. He couldn't pray for that lady. Can you imagine that? Praise the Lord. So there are some people that they want the gift because their heart is full of greed. Maybe they have seen a Mercedes they want to drive. Praise the Lord. Maybe they have seen the house they want to build. So they want a gift to reach to that higher life. But they really don't want this gift to build the church of Jesus Christ, to edify people, to empower people, hallelujah, to win souls for the kingdom of God. So they want it for wrong purposes. So God can withdraw his hand. But if you ask because you need him, You need the Spirit to live for God. You need the Spirit to empower you to do the will of God, to serve God right, to live a holy life, to live a righteous life. Hallelujah. To live a life that will bring hope unto others. When you ask with a diligent heart, with a heart that is true to God, God will give him to you in the mighty name of Jesus. He will baptize you. He will fill you. You will become an overflowing vessel in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your life will be a blessing unto others because the Spirit is at work in your life. Praise the Lord. Do you know each one of us, we are spirit being. Hallelujah. And because we are spirit being, we have a nature of God. We have a nature of God. And we have channels within us. You see, spirit have channels. Are we together? Are we understanding the language? Hallelujah. That's why you see one man can walk in the gift of faith, prophecy, apostolic, prayer. Those are channels. One spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So each one of us, God has ordained us with channels of operation of his spirit. And sometimes those channels are locked. Hello? From the time we are born, these channels are locked until the day we encounter Christ. Until the day we encounter the Spirit of God. Until the day we start our relationship with Jesus Christ is when the Father begins to unlock them one at a time. And sometimes he can't unlock everything at once. You will backslide. Praise the Lord. You see, God has to give you something depending on your maturity. Hallelujah. If he give you too much, you will stop coming to church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Do you know, in the churches where people have invested, the best of the gifts have always come from the church. comes from the church. Some of the best, even in the secular world, best secular musicians, they receive the gift from the church. If you study their history, you will hear they used to serve in the praise and worship team in a local church, but no more. But they win with the gift for fame, for money, for big name. Hallelujah. Something that God gave them to build the local church. Something that God gave them, hallelujah, to edify the church. Now they are using it for the glory of darkness. Praise the Lord. That's why we have to be careful with the things that God is giving us, that we use them right. We use them to build a sanctuary in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't be quick for fame. Don't be quick of power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there are people that have run for power and power choked them. Power destroyed them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know today now there's an enticement even in the gospel industry where there are people who produce this albums in the secular world. They can tell you, just bring your album, just remove the name of Jesus, we will do distribution for you, we will mix it with some secular album and so on and so on, and you're going to make millions. Yes. And when people hear you're going to make million, they say just do a mix with a secular singer. Hallelujah. You're going to make, and many people run away from church. They run away. So that's why you have to guard the things that God will give you in his sanctuary. Remember, they are for the purposes of God. They are for the purposes of God. They are for the edification of the body of Christ. And as you remain faithful to God, hallelujah, God will begin to open the channels. God will begin to open the channels from one glory to another, from one glory to another. Hallelujah. You will not end the way you started in the name of Jesus, but even in your old age, you shall bear fruits in the mighty name of Jesus. In your old age, you will bear tangible fruits. Lives will be transformed. Glory be to God. You will become a voice. Do you know, the more you grow in the Lord and in your faithfulness to God, you reach to a place that when you speak, God will honor. Hallelujah. When you speak, God will honor. Even if you say, I need something to happen right now, it will happen. Hallelujah. It will happen because you have reached to a place where you have become a voice of God in heaven. That is the place where Jesus reached, that the Bible says he will not allow his words, hallelujah, to fall anyhow. Glory be to God. To fall in a place where they cannot grow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So your life, you will pray for people to be blessed, they shall be blessed. You will pray for people to be healed, they will be healed, because you have reached to that place where God sees you as his representative, that what you pray become to pass, even if it is not aligned fully with the will of God. Just like Elijah. You know, Elijah was mad and he prayed, Lord, let there be famine. Praise. And there was famine in the land for 3.5 years. And that famine even started affecting his livelihood. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He started looking for food. Hallelujah. And this is the guy who prayed. God had to do it because he honored his servant. There are things that God wants to do with our lives. Hallelujah. But we have to grow. We have to grow. We have to grow in the maturity. And as we grow in the Lord, God will begin to open different chapters of our life. Different chapters of our life in the mighty name of Jesus. And every time they open, God open that chapter, it will be new. It will be new. Glory be to God. But we'll say, is this so and so we used to know? We didn't know that he could preach like this. Hallelujah. We didn't know he could sing like this. We didn't know he could walk in the prophetic like this. Hallelujah. Because it's a new chapter that God has opened because of your faithfulness. fullness because of your commitment, because of your servitude. Hallelujah. God will take us from glory to glory, from level to levels, from grace to grace, from strength to strength. Praise the Lord. Do not, as the enemy increases his, God will increase his people in the mighty name of Jesus. But he wants us to come to a common understanding. Why do we need him? Why are you asking of the Holy Spirit? Why are you asking of the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Do you have the right motive in your heart? God said that we ask and we are not given because we don't ask with the right motive. We don't ask by faith. We don't ask by humility in the Lord, in the name of Jesus. And the things of God, money cannot buy them. Money cannot buy the gifts of God. Hallelujah. You can't pay millions for them. He gives them for free. And just because you are given for free doesn't mean it is free. Hallelujah. So treasure what God has given you. Treasure the gift. You know, there's a variety of gifts. There's the gift of giving. Hallelujah. There are people that God has given the gift of giving. There are people that God has given the gift of encouragement. When you are around them, you can't be depressed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are people that when you are around them, you can't be depressed. Because when they speak, you get encouraged. Glory be to God. There are people that have the gift of joy. The gift of joy. Joy. Hallelujah. Joy. Joy that is spreadable. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. No matter how sad you came, you feel like abusing somebody. When they start smiling to you, you forget everything. You start smiling back. Hallelujah. Because the joy they have is tangible. It's tangible. I saw this in my former workplace. There was a young lady was serving at the reception. She had joy. Hallelujah. That CEOs could come from the corporate just to sit around where she was working for hours. Hallelujah. Well, wherever she is, the atmosphere changes. Praise the Lord. The atmosphere changes. Praise the Lord. Because there was something she was carrying. The joy of God. And wherever she goes, hallelujah, everybody becomes happy. Praise the Lord. Everybody becomes happy. Glory be to God. But if somebody's carrying the sadness, when they enter into a place, everybody wants to be sad. Praise the Lord. So there are gifts that God will give to you. Use them for the glory of God. Use them to win souls for the kingdom of God. Use them, hallelujah, to impact the world around you for the glory of the great I am, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we need these three things. We need the water, the spirit, and the blood to play the role in our walk, in our journey as believers in Jesus Christ, and will continue to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. I will continue with our study of the Word of God from there. I pray that you have been blessed with the Word of God, and we are going to pray and just open your heart, because when God sent forth His Word, anything can happen. Praise the Lord. Whatever your expectation, whatever you are waiting God to do in your life, hallelujah, just open it and receive it in the name of Jesus, and it will begin to manifest in your life, in your home, in your ministry, in your call, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. Thank you for your word that has gone forth. Thank you for your children, Almighty God. Thank you for your Spirit that is here with us in the name of Jesus, the helper from the Father. And Lord, we call upon the baptism of the helper, that those that are asking of the Holy Spirit, let them receive him in the name of Jesus. Let them start a new journey with the Holy Spirit. Let them start a new journey with the counselor. Let them start a new journey with the encourager in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of hope, the Spirit of truth will begin to guide them to the ways of the Father in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will be led by the Spirit. And those that are led by the Spirit, they will not gratify the desires of the flesh, but they will be known as the sons and the daughters of God in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we open our hearts unto you, that Father, empower each and every one of us. May you unleash your Spirit. Let him flow among us. May you fill your people, empower your people, heal your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Open the eyes of the blind, heal our infirmities in the mighty name of Jesus. May we receive life from above. May we receive breakthrough from above in the mighty name of Jesus. May the gifts that Father, that you had ordained from the foundation of the earth that are within us, may they be activated by the baptism, by the filling of the Holy Spirit. The things that you had put in us, God, that you had put an Eden well, mighty Father, let those channels be activated by your Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Let life begin to flow. There are places where death was, God, let life come upon them. Things that were drying, let life come upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Let life come upon our spirit. Let life come upon our businesses. Let life come upon our farms. Let life come upon our ministries in the mighty name of Jesus. May you cause us to sprung forth. May you cause us to sprung forth. No matter how dry the ground is, God, we are springing forth by the power of your might. Life is coming out. Waters are gushing out of the desert in the name of Jesus. Even the hearts that have become a desert, the hearts that couldn't worship, the hearts that couldn't pray, mighty Father, from today they will pray. From today, new songs will come out of them. Streams of worship, streams of the apostolic, of the prophetic will flow again. Streams of teaching will flow again in the mighty name of Jesus. Streams of prayer, of evangelism in the name of Jesus. Those that are trusting you for the gift of evangelism, let them receive it. Those that are trusting you for the gift of faith, for the gift of healing, let them receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are trusting you for the gift of prophecy, let them receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Those that want to serve you as pastors, let them receive it in the name of Jesus. Those that want to walk in the gift of teaching, let them receive it. They will receive inspiration from the Father, empowerment from God, from the Father. They will speak and life will come forth. They will speak and the sick will be healed. Blind eyes will pop open in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because there is power in your word. There is power in your spirit. And Father, we believe in you, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you did it to Paul, you will do it to us. If you did it to Peter, you will do it to us. In the name of Jesus, that even this nation, use us to be a light. Use us to be a light. Use us to impact the world around us with the light of God in us. In the name of Jesus, that our communities will be transformed. In the mighty name of Jesus, Chicago will be transformed. Southside will be transformed. In the mighty name of Jesus, because there is investment that you're putting into our life to spring forth, and our prayers are not in vain. Our prayers are not in vain. in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Do you know the time, there was a time when you come to the south side, when you walk around, you couldn't see a sense of life. Sometimes you walk around, you see buildings closing, closing, closing. But things are turning around. Things are turning around. New buildings are mushrooming. There is peace on the ground. As we are praying, places where people hate to live, many will desire to live in them. In the mighty name of Jesus, because peace will abide in our borders. In the mighty name of Jesus, our children will play on the streets safe. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, glory be to God, because of the power of His word. Thank you, Jesus, because you are transforming our community for the glory of your name. Thank you for everything that you are doing in our lives, even as a church. May you receive all the glory. May you receive all the honor. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Amen. Amen.